that one.
Okay, Ramiro, your next one.
Now I'm
right. Well, since we're going out of order, I really want to talk about this one. It's a recent one I finished, Parasite.
Oh, that's one of mine.
So I haven't seen it.
Damn. Oh, fun.
I've heard a lot of good things about it.
The person who did the opening for it did the opening to Baki too.
I can believe it.
It's funny because I
actually can't just say two because like they're kind of the same thing.
Oh, sure. Let's talk about Parasite.
Okay. Yeah, I'll talk about. I mean, I've seen.
Well, the one, the other one's pretty much like kind of with it.
Oh no!
Is it Devilman?
Yeah, yeah. Do you have Devilman?
Yeah, Devilman.
No, I don't actually.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, those two we're going to talk about now.
Okay. You talk about Parasite for a
bit. You guys talk about Parasite. I have not seen it.
Well, I've seen Devilman first before Parasite. Well, that's the reason I wanted to watch it.
Okay.
Well, the reason is because, like, you know, I was doing research and, like, Devilman was pretty much, like, an influence for, like, people say for Evangelion.
So we're talking about Devilman, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm leading to Parasite, but, like, But Parasite, you know, I like it because I had like because I watched Devilman. So, oh, you probably like Parasite. I watched it.
Ooh, recommendations.
Well, no, because I've seen videos talk about how they're kind of similar. I was like, all right, let's see. And they are kind of similar in a way, but not fully because they all become different. But
no, like, there's a few titty scenes in there, but don't worry about it.
I don't care about the titty scenes.
Well, you can we tell the story of how you ambushed us for that?
Okay, oh, you better watch the show.
We're having a little anime club get together where we take turns choosing what we're going to watch. And Ramiro chooses Devilman Crybaby. And I was like, okay, we all wanted to see it.
Let's
He says, okay, guys, there's some nudity in it. So be warned. We're like, okay, there's some nudity. We're like, okay, we're expecting that.
Yeah.
Then there's more nudity. And we look at Ramiro. And then there's straight up borderline hentai. And we look at Ramiro again, and he's like, what? There's a story in this, I promise.
Well, for my defense, you know, the story was really good. I forgot about the all that nudity. I know there's a part where at the beginning where that lady becomes a demon and her titties become fucking mouths and shit.
Yeah, you see? Well, I wasn't expecting that. When you say just like there's a little bit of nudity, it's just like okay, there's like maybe a flash or two, not just straight
some
up.
Some couple
just...
nip slips.
But anyway, but like, back to Parasite, you know, I just like I didn't know I was reading little bits of the manga. I didn't realize it came out in the 80s.
Yeah, it came out from like 88 to 93. And anime that came out in 2014, they updated everything.
Yeah, like it was really modern because like one scene in particular, I really like is like whenever like. And the anime is like when he figured out what's going on with his arm and stuff, like they kind of modernized by involving Google because he's just searching on the computer and stuff. And like,
mm-hmm. I'm actually rewatching Parasite as we speak, wow. Yeah, because I'm watching it with my sisters.
Well, like, you know, I like because like, I mean, like, I like him as a character, and I totally forgot his name.
Shinichi,
because I keep thinking Shinji because
not Shinichi.
There are parts when you're watching it where it still feels. Like, you can feel the 80s coming off of it. Even though it's, you know, they modernized it in the anime. But it is really just a good... It's another one of those where it's 24 episodes. It's not super long. Yeah. It ends. It has an ending. So that's always a plus.
I really liked it. You know, like, it gives me the Devilman feels. Because you know how, like, at one point, you know, they were like, oh, shoot, people are becoming these parasites.
Yeah, it's kind of like who's one of them kind of thing.
Who's one of them. And then,
but also kind of like, you know, the body betrayal aspect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it is similar because it's like, oh, yeah. I've
always enjoyed Parasite. It just, it works in a lot of
But if we're going to talk about nudity, I know Matt's favorite part that made him laugh. And it went through my head.
In
like,
Parasite or Devilman?
Parasite, whenever Shinichi makes love with that girl, he goes out. And then like,
Murno is her name. They don't show anything. It's just, it was like, you know, they're on and off the whole series. They finally make love. And because... One of the things of Parasite is Shinichi's having trouble with his emotions because he feels like he's becoming less human.
Angst in teen.
And he can't... he's having a harder time identifying feelings and all of that. Mm-hmm. So he makes love with Murno, and they're lying there after the deed is done, just kind of, you know, in the afterglow. And he's just... He looks over, he's like, Murno, I think I love you. And I can't articulate how... Funny it was the first time I was watching.
What was the first time I told you?
I laughed so hard.
What was another thing I told you? Like it was like in the beginning of the series, I told you I thought it was funny what he said or something like that.
I can't remember.
It was like something funny.
It's really specific.
Yeah.
No, but then Devilman, you know, that's a good series, you know.
Maybe. Gunman was good.
Well, see,
Gunman
that one, that, like Parasite gave me a roller coaster of emotions, too. Yeah, it made me feel like a lot of things. It made me happy, made me sad. Same thing with Devilman, you know, but made me more sad than happy.
Yeah.
What do you got to say about Devilman, Brandon?
It's pretty much the same thing. I really liked it. I liked the concept of, like, a character who could have, like, a quote-unquote evil within him, but use it to fight other evil. Like, because he was the Devil Man, so he fought other devils.
He was.
So
the devil.
But I know Tanner's first scene of Devil Man is the donkey noise.
Oh. Here's my question to you. How'd you feel about the first orgy?
Oh, God. You know, I don't really remember a lot of that stuff. I just remember
the first orgy. See? Yeah. See?
It's like, because it's just like, it shows how the world is and what's going on, especially those, what they call, like, those rituals, the, the
Black Rituals?
Yeah, Sabbaths.
We're going to go to a con one of these days, and there's just going to be that.
And Tanner gets his fantasy with the
You think this one's old enough for a spoiler?
No.
Which one, Devilman?
Yeah. No.
No, it's since it's...
Well,
it's
actually...
Well, technically, yes, but the modern Netflix version, which a lot of people know about, is still pretty fresh, so I say no spoilers. Or as few as possible.
I still like the fact, like, how... And this is a running gag. If I ever meet him, I'm gonna tell him he has some good rapping skills as Johnny Young.
Oh yeah, that was good.
No, but like,
I did read the original Devilman manga, all of it.
So, it's kind of different, right?
It's kind of different, but it's still similar enough. It's the same game.
Okay.
But they all look weird, huh?
You know, it's 1960s manga. So yeah.
The one thing I found hilarious though is whenever they went to this. Would you say he's like a model agent, or that one guy that was trying to take pictures of?
Oh yeah.
Cool.
What I thought was funny is they go into where he lives with his mom.
They go upstairs.
They get what they want, and they gave her money, and they told her, "Don't look at your son's computer." And what does she do? She does, and the whole thing goes. That was the one spoiler I wanted to say, but okay. I know that was bad.
Okay, Brandon, your next one.
Yeah, okay, I will talk about the first movie being mentioned now, and Howl's Moving Castle.
Wow.
Was actually like one of my first anime movies I feel like I watched. Mine is Pokemon. I know Pokemon is an anime. I normally don't. I don't know. I know Pokemon is an anime. I'm not saying it's not, but Howl's Moving Castle just felt like it was the first anime movie I watched. I read the book that was by Diane Wynne Jones. It's different, but like it's still good. Like the story and how seeing it come to life that Studio Ghibli did.
How many of them have you seen?
Of all of Studio
Ghibli? Yeah.
Which one's the one with Mark Hamill?
What?
That's.
I can't remember.
There's
so we all watched The Secret Life of Arrietty together.
Yes.
I've seen Howl's Moving Castle.
Yes. Have you seen Spirited Away?
Cool. I've seen Spirited Away. That was always on Toonami and stuff.
Yeah, my brother used to watch that.
Yeah.
I forgot what happens.
Oh, what's that?
Let me tell you, what's that monster's face? It's Spirited Away.
No face. Noelle is terrified of him.
No, he doesn't like him because like the scene wherever that girl's mom and parents become pigs. And he's all that like as a kid that disturbed the crap out of him.
It's my parents!
But I mean, there's a lot of Studio Ghibli stuff that I haven't watched that I need to. Like Princess Mononoke, I hear is really good.
Yeah,
it is. Were you
Ponyo, I hear is really good, even though like that was like very Disney.
It's Liam Neeson.
Oh God,
Ponyo, don't go there.
But yeah, I really like that company.
Oh,
like all
I've got Christian Bale was in Howl's Moving Castle.
Yeah,
he is.
Yep.
Batman.
Yeah, his prototypical Batman voice.
Yeah,
literally like, don't look at me.
I can't play.
I'm the hero. But not what it deserves.
I don't think it's my favorite Ghibli. I haven't seen them all, which is a shame. I
haven't even
seen
Totoro.
No.
I've seen the big ones. I've seen Totoro, Howl, Spirited Away.
Ponyo? Poco Rosso.
No.
Grave of the Fireflies?
Grave of the Fireflies. I've seen Princess Mononoke.
Mm-hmm.
I only saw it the once, and I was like, okay with it? Mm-hmm. Does that make any sense? Like, I think if you're younger, it would make a lot more impact on you and imprint more.
Yeah.
But it was still good.
I'm a child.
Only Spirit Away is like the only Studio Ghibli film I really like.
That was the first one I watched. And I liked it, but I didn't like it as much as... I think Howl's Moving Castle was just nice because it was just like... I don't know. Just the character Howl is just very like... Cool.
Don't look at me.
Yeah.
He's like cool, mysterious, and he has magic and...
Don't look at me. I'm over.
All right, Tanner, tell us. Well, no, I think Brandon gets one more.
All right, Brandon.
Well, this might be on other people's lists. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Right here. Let me tell you.
So it's on Carlos, Romero, Brandon.
Okay. I'll just say.
Oh, what's wrong with you all? Y'all can suck.
It's a good show, but it's
you all can suck this chicken tender.
If you do all of JoJo, Phantom Blood kind of dragged it down.
Well, yes, but you read the book to me, and you know.
I mean, we all went through that awkward phase.
I know what you're saying. It's just, it's not the best. It's not my top.
No, I'll tell you, Pets, part 7.
Well, let's talk about JoJo.
All right.
Okay, let me say this real quick.
JoJo's Escapades.
When would you say that it peaked in popularity over here?
In popularity?
Yes.
Over here.
I can't speak for everybody.
I feel like part...
When part three was coming out...
I was so late to that damn party.
Okay,
yeah,
so,
I was late to it too.
See, the thing with me, though, I got into JoJo when I bought the All-Star Battle game on PS3.
Like, it was before 2012 and before they started doing the series.
Before the relaunch.
Yeah. So, I played it. I got interested. I went digging. I started, like, doing my research on it. I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. Because when I first saw it, I thought, like, oh, it's just going to be random as hell. No, and then I found out about the story. Then I found out that there's Phantom Blood, that there's Battle Tendency, Stardust, then...
Oh, my God!
No, but, like,
Dian is Unbreakable. Then you have, I don't know how you say it, the fifth one.
Golden Wind.
Well, not... I didn't want to say it like that. I wanted to... Yeah, yes. And then you had, what, a Steel Ball Run? No, it was
Stone Ocean, then Steel Ball Run.
And then I... Jojolian.
Yeah.
But, like, I remember when he was telling me about it, like, he was telling me about... he was out telling me about it and stuff, because... Was it the fighting game, right?
It was the fighting game.
Yeah, he was telling me the whole story, and I was just like, this is fucking trippy.
it was. Explaining it doesn't do it justice.
Yeah,
you
but,
can't explain
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
you
but whenever I started watching it, and before everyone starts ragging on me, I started on part 3, because, like...
You're fine.
Because, he rags on me about it.
I do, like... So when are you going to watch part 1?
Well, that was the first
two?
One to be really animated.
Yeah,
they make the OVAs back
well,
in the
then,
day.
Well, like, when I started watching it, is whenever they barely finished part 3, and, like... When I first started watching JoJo, they just barely finished making it in Japan. Like, the whole series is already out. Like, they're in the middle of, like...
Both parts of part 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like, they're in the middle of a Battle of Egypt.
Yeah.
So I started watching part 3 and stuff, and then, like, I watched all the way through and everything. And I was like, oh, man. So that's, like, the first anime I ever watched through subbed. I liked it a lot. I was like, I like Old Man Joseph, you know, Jotaro. Holy horse.
Battle Tendency was actually my
favorite
part of
Battle Tendency for me is still the best part.
Oh, yeah, like American.
It's the most complete arc. It's like, it could be a standalone thing and it could still be good. Like, it wasn't too long and it wasn't too short and it was just, it worked. And Joseph's such a good JoJo and he was great until
he cheated.
They decided to assassinate his character for the sake of creating another protagonist.
Okay, when did they assassinate him? In part 4?
Yes, because they're like, oh, he had an affair and had a child.
And they killed his character.
They didn't kill him, but it's just like, he was great until then. It's like, they had to bar him.
Yeah. Poetic justice, he died on part 4.
It was just like, you could have thought of something else.
Well, no.
I still like how the fact that Jonathan wanted to be a gentleman while the rest of his lineage became degenerates.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, no, it's funny because why I found
well, his
funny,
son was okay.
Well, yeah, but not Joseph.
Joseph?
I blame Lisa.
George. But like
George
I was,
Johnson.
Yeah. No, but like I don't know, if, like the whole point of part 7, like the villains, like the president of the United States, it takes place in the United States, but what makes me laugh is like the thing that they're looking for.
Isn't
like,
his name Funny Valentine?
Yeah, the Valentine's like wants this thing, and it's like he only wants it so he can make America great, like make it all good. Like he wants to do everything for his country. Well. Oh, fuck, what's his name?
You know, if you want to be really technical, that's not an anime.
That's
yet.
Not anime at all.
Well, the manga.
Right.
Well, this is top 10 anime.
Oh, okay. Not manga.
We've mentioned manga stuff before. But
like, I just thought it was funny. But it was funny because, like, what's his name? I keep forgetting his name.
Who?
The main protagonist.
What, Johnny Joestar?
Is it Johnny?
Steel Ball?
He just wants the device so he can walk. Well, Valentine wants it so he can make America great.
What are your final
thoughts? No context.
I mean, I haven't watched past Battle of Egypt, so I'm like, I know of things, so none of that stuff was like spoilers.
But I feel like people like part 4 more here than part 3.
I think you should try
part 4. Yeah, I hear a lot of good things about part 4 and like
it's subgroups of JoJo fans.
Yeah.
I feel like part 4 is prettier, so girls like it a bit more.
Yeah, because there's not.
Okay, let me ask. Part 3 is a bit more boyish, not to assign genders to fandoms or anything like that, but just saying it lends itself easier to beautification after part 4.
Yeah, I know. Like part 5, it's all.
I don't know. I feel like when we went to cons, I saw more part 3 and 5. But no, my last thing to this, to those who've seen it,
yeah,
favorite opening from it.
Can't do that. I like the band who does the opening.
Probably still the first one, but they're all good. They're all bangers.
Oh. Yeah, I still can't believe
JoJo. At least I've only seen to Diamonds Unbreakable, but there isn't a bad opening. Like you can tear them and what you like better, but like.
Well, you mean like the first opening of Part 5 is the same guy who sings Part 2?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's only on Spotify in English by him. He sings it too, but it's in English.
Hmm. Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
Do you have any closing thoughts?
No. I think I said my piece on JoJo.
You got it. Okay.
Great. I'm anime.
All right. Time to tackle.
Do you want
to
do 2?
I can do 2. Yeah. That'll take most of mine away.
Do you have another?
I like whittling you down to nothing.
I'm almost whittled down.
Do you have
nothing.
One of the big 3?
Probably Death Parade.
Oh, that should have been on my list.
It's not my top 10, but it's up there.
It made me feel.
It was.
It made you feel, Carlos.
It
loved
it. Let's say it kinda,
is it just me and you that have that on the top?
I had it on the top.
Yeah.
I was going to say it kind of helped me get through what I was going through.
Yeah. I'm
not going to lie. Can we spoil or we not spoil?
No. That show is best left untalked about.
It deals with a lot of heavy issues, including suicide and self-harm. So we'll leave it at that.
And after watching some of those characters go through the suicide part, I was like, oh, no, I don't want to leave it with a regret.
I do like talking about the whole, just the game part of it.
Yeah, just the concept and the idea itself is just so good.
The concept in itself that people have to compete for whether they go to reincarnation or Oblivion?
Abyss.
It's like the abyss. Yeah, you go to the abyss. You're either reincarnated or the abyss, which is you just exist as pure thought for eternity.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Meet the Arbiter.
Like about Death Parade. That's not on my list, but I just want to say like there are a few episodes where it almost makes you think you know who's going to which one, and then it switches it, or they both go one way, or they both go the other way, and you're like, "What? I didn't know they could do that."
It's one of those series where it's episodic, so like each episode's kind of standalone, but it's also there's a thread running through it, and those series are harder to do, but they're good.
Could you even argue that they're not even in the same time? Like, there's not just a straight timeline. It's kind of, it could be pieced anywhere at any point. Or
like,
is it
the people who go there?
A good portion of it could be.
Well, no, I'm not talking about the people who die and go there. I'm talking about, like, you know, this episode could have happened before this one, kind of thing.
Sometimes they have a clear order, and other times they don't.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
We don't know how long they exist, and how much time has passed in the series,
because it's not really.
I just like his time. I like his hobby, man.
His hobby.
Mannequins.
And I cosplayed as Deckham once, and someone thought it was Colonel Sanders.
Is that Colonel Sanders?
That
was funny because we went to Twisters in Albuquerque, and then like this guy's like, "What do you guys? Is there a convention?" Or like, "Yeah, oh, I like that Dragon Ball Z. Who's you supposed to be?" Brandon's all, "I'm someone," and he's all, "Was this Colonel Sanders over here?"
To be fair, it was hot, so I had some of the cosplay off, and I had my glasses on, so I looked like just a guy with white spiky hair and glasses and a suit.
Yeah.
So I was Colonel Sanders.
You know, talking about that, I still love the fact that when Brandon went into Wendy's dressed as
Sebastian, and you cosplayed as Sebastian from Black Butler,
and you made a girl squeal.
I was like, it's like I don't know how to handle this.
I do like the concept that you go to Quadeca with no memory of where you are, how you got there, and you have to play through through a game.
Yeah, whatever the game is.
Whatever the game is, it could be pool, it could be like a fighting game, or it could be air hockey, darts, or it could be a
poker,
bowling.
They didn't do poker.
No,
they did Old Maid.
Yeah. Yeah. But I like how then, like, as you progress through the games, you get memories until the end of the game, and then you realize, oh, I died. No.
It's a really good idea.
Like, it's an original, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an original anime. It actually started Origin because they had one of the studios had a contest for making an anime series, and, like, you would submit your idea, and they make a little pilot for it. That's why, if you've ever seen it, it has an OVA called Death Billiards.
Yeah.
It's the same concept. It's Deccan when they're playing pool. And they decided that one won, and they picked it up, and that's how it became a series.
Mm-hmm. I like the cameo.
But the opening is so misleading, man. So happy.
Oh, yeah. I love the opening.
The opening is a very nice and good opening.
That's like, my favorite JoJo
opening. At least top 15 openings.
But, yeah, like, the ending is, like, all sad.
Oh, I love the ending, too.
The ending is really good, too.
The ending is really freaking good.
Yeah.
Don't they change the endings every once in
a while? No. It's a 6-minute song. I think they play different parts of the song.
Depending
on what's happening in the series. Because, like, that song goes very slow, and then there's other parts where it's, like, rock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it fits, and it works a lot.
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
All right. It's almost like how Roundabout was for JoJo.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
When they played it for different parts.
Yeah.
All right, like, Matt, your turn.
Wait, no, I'm doing two.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I did one.
You got another big three?
Maybe.
There's only one left.
You're probably going to hate me. Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Why not Full Metal Alchemist?
I'm on there.
I'm on there.
No.
You know, my favorite part is the first couple episodes where he meets that guy who wants to get his license renewed, and then he has a dog and a daughter. I thought that's the funny shit ever. I'm just kidding.
Like, I would like to learn how to drive.
Wow, that really went over your head.
Yeah, I did. You get what I'm saying?
I got what you're
doing. I didn't get it. It's like his license. What's his
license? I like the reaction he gave before. I'm like, oh my god.
But. Yeah, was he trying to renew his alchemy?
He was trying to become a state alchemist.
Yeah. Yes. Well, no, he was already, I think.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, yeah, he was trying to renew it.
Because
you have to, like, do so much alchemy work for them to renew you.
Commands. But anyway, not Full Metal Alchemist, because Full Metal Alchemist turned into a whole completely different direction.
I know, I was just talking
about it. I like how it worked, but I like the canon Brotherhood more.
Alphonse.
Yeah, that Brotherhood's still on my to watch list because I've seen the original series all the way through, and I loved the original series. But I know I hear a lot of good things about Brotherhood.
It's the canon version of it. So
I mean, in technicality, yeah. Your brother beat us through the DVD. And Matt told us about it.
Yeah.
So I mean, if you ever want to watch, you know someone you can borrow it from.
That's fair.
You cannot legally watch it from me.
But
yeah, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood is like the complete series.
Yep.
It's like the complete anime. It has literally everything you can want in an anime. It's 64 episodes, so it's one of those where it's long enough to feel like you've gone on a big journey, but not too long that it absorbs your life. It has action, it has humor, it has serious themes, it has questions of war and peace, it has questions of racism. It has everything. We got a kitty doing things behind me.
Hi, kitty.
He's going for your salad. Yeah, but that's as much as I can say about Full Metal.
Yeah, without really spoiling it, there's a lot of, like, because I read the manga too, and there's a lot of
what?
There's a lot of feels. There's a lot of mystery. There's a lot of course, action, because basically, you know, they can do things with their hands and symbols and stuff. It's not Naruto.
You're doing Naruto.
Tori, two birds.
No,
Tori.
Fun fact,
let's just get back on track.
Fun fact, you know they call Kakashi the copy ninja? He only copied one jutsu and was only Zabuza throughout the whole series.
Then from then on, he went Tori.
It's all Nasuchi, Tori.
Yeah, that was something Kishimoto just threw away.
Yeah.
Hashirama sales.
It's true.
Anything else about Brotherhood?
I liked all the twists. I liked the villains.
How'd you like the chimeras?
I liked the chimeras. They exist. I like Scar.
What, that X on his face? X is going to give it to you?
Wait.
Well, I had something. There's literally only one thing in the whole series that I didn't like. And it's not... It's been a while, so I don't think it's too much of a spoiler. But it's like when Mustang has Envy. And he's told not to kill Envy because, you know, he shouldn't pursue revenge. And that kind of irked me because it's like... I get what he was trying to say. But the thing about it is, like, the rest of the series of Revenge, it would never end. It was a continuous battle. He can kill Envy and it'd be okay. That was the goal, was to kill these things and save Amestris and the whole planet. So I got what the message was, but I remembered it irked me at the time, and I was just like, no, let him kill him.
You can't be the leader of this country if you can't kill him.
Snappy, snap, snap, double D.
Okay, so that's my two.
Okay.
Now. Right, I've got one left, so let's see which one of y'all
is
kills
my list. Is it one of the big three?
It's
okay.
No.
My next one.
What's the big three?
Are you going to do two?
I'll
tell you.
I'll do two, because let me see how much I have left that haven't been talked about. I have four.
I was going to say, who has the most?
I probably have the
most.
I have
four.
Me too. I think I have four more.
How many do you have?
I think you might have
probably
one
three.
I have. So.
Maybe.
Hold on, let me see.
Okay, that's Romero's scene.
One, two, three. I got five.
Okay.
Okay, you have the most. You
My next
three.
One is Toradora.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Flip the tables.
Did I even put that on mine? No.
Tell us, Matt.
Basically, and I heard it explained once, and I've believed in that idea of it, is Toradora, people who like Toradora, because it's baby's first slice of life. And it was for me, because when I first watched Toradora at the time, it was the thing where it was like, I was that kid who was like, if things aren't exploding, why should I care? So I watched Toradora, and it's an emotional journey, and it's slice of life, high school things, but it's done so well. Still holds up. People still like it. And get all that in there. Get all that water.
Romero is excreting water.
Romero is urinating at the prospect of
Toradora. Oh, God. Just fill it up with water.
He cannot contain himself. It's just a really good slice of life anime. And like anyone who's into the genre or anime in general,
I agree too.
It's standard. You have to watch it.
Yes.
I just like how we try to do a fandom of it, and then like I just guessed what the whole premise was between these two characters.
Yeah, no, same here. I didn't know what was going on either.
I just thought I was throwing smack.
Hey, you got secret feelings about me or something?
Yeah, I did.
I
like how he predicted the cliche.
Yeah, I can't. I can't say too much about it other than.
Yeah.
It all just falls into line. There was one thing I didn't like about it, but I'd be spoiling it, even though that series is now 12 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I can hit the nail on the head with it, where it's just, okay, teens don't know how to communicate because they're teenagers. Drama ensues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Did you go on a rant before about it?
No, that was its other series.
That other series that he graduated to.
Say, but I'm not nearly as upset as I used to be, so you don't have to bring it up.
Oh, so I can put it in my top 10 now?
Sure. Okay. So right, that was my next one is right. My one movie on the list, and it's probably my favorite anime movie, and that is Perfect Blue.
Ooh.
I didn't expect that to be on anyone's list.
It's a mystery as well. Like I'm
psychological
starting thriller. To realize that I'm really into those. It's a psychological thriller mystery. It's still relevant today, even though that movie came out in 97. It was based off of a book earlier than that of just a person loses themselves when they become a public figure almost, and they become two. And it's just, it gets in your head. It makes you wonder what. Like the first time I watched it, I didn't expect any of the twists, and it blew my mind. But the second time I watched it, I was like, oh, of course, it was obvious, but I still enjoyed it. And it just works as a movie for anyone as a movie in general. You don't have to be an anime or into animation. You can like it. And I just liked what happened to it, where it went, and all of its messages.
I agree. It was a good hour or so?
I think it's like a standard like hour and 20 minutes, maybe.
It's a good hour and 20 minutes.
I didn't realize.
It looks good. It's pretty.
I love the twist, man.
It's my favorite of the four movies.
By that guy.
Satoshi? I can't remember his name.
Is it Satoshi Kon?
I think so. Yeah.
Isn't they finally gonna get like the, what was that last one? The grandfather, were those Homebo or whatever.
Tokyo Godfathers.
Yeah, like isn't it getting a dub now?
It did.
Oh,
it had a re-release.
Okay, that's good.
He did Perfect Blue. He did Tokyo Godfathers. He did Paprika, and he did Millennial Actress.
Did he do Paranoid Agent?
Yes, he did Paranoid Agent as well. Paranoid Agent is made up of all the scraps of ideas he had for those movies.
Oh, wow.
So that's why
it's
all kind
a
of
cluster.
Like, yeah.
Isn't there like a colleagues making his life?
He has like another. It might not ever happen because like he started another movie where I think he wrote some of the script and started animating it, but he passed away sadly, and then his colleagues and friends have kind of taken over. But it's just it's like something they have to do on their side, you know, because it hasn't been funded or anything yet. And like last thing I looked up about
isn't
it,
that kind of no,
it was like 2 years ago now, and they estimate they're only like 20% of where. Of completion for it.
Start GoFundMe, y'all.
I think they might. But anyway, yeah, Perfect Blue is my favorite of those four movies and my favorite anime movie.
Nice.
Okay.
So, Carlos.
Carlos.
So, do I do two?
Do two.
Do two.
Yep. You know, talking about the movies, I forgot the name of that one about the artist.
Oh, Miss Hokusai.
Okay, yeah, that's what I
that's a really good one.
But no, it's like. I'm just going to go and say. I'm going to say the one that's. Started pretty much every 90s kid.
Pokemon.
Not Pokemon.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Oh! Hard cards, Yu-Gi-Oh! But here's the thing. I don't know if this counts as two, though, because...
No, I believe it counts as one, whatever you're going to say.
Astro Boy.
Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'd pair them.
But
they are very different series. They're different genres almost.
Yeah.
Because
Dragon Ball is adventure and Dragon Ball Z is more action.
Yeah, but see, that's what I wanted. I kind of wanted to include them together because it still leads off where Dragon Ball ended.
You like the Dragon Ball franchise.
He doesn't like Super, though.
I'm not talking about GT. GT and Super don't exist in this household. I have not. I gotta rewatch GT and I have to watch Super. But, yes, I liked the idea that, like, how Dragon Ball was pretty much based off the...
Journey to the West?
Yes, Journey to the West of the Monkey King. I liked the fact it was Journey to
The West. You really liked that it was based off that.
Yes, but then it kind of did go off to be its own thing in Dragon Ball Z.
Yes.
But no, I like how the adventures, like, Bulma comes in, she hits Goku with her bike.
Was it a car?
Car bike.
Oh, it's like a domed bike.
Yeah. And then it's funny because he just lived in the forest or in the woods his whole life, so he didn't know what the hell that was.
And because she bumped into him, it kind of just started
yeah,
this
and then he's like, oh, hey, you have this Dragon Ball. Can I have it? No, my grandpa gave it to me. He's like, my dead grandpa gave it to me.
No.
It's like, what happened to him? Nate killed him. But no, and then it's like, she's trying to persuade this kid, but he has no knowledge of how the real world works. Like, why would I want to look at your dirty underwear? But no,
which isn't a bad philosophy to have, really.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, guys, let's go.
But no, it's kind of, it's like, yes, it's adventurous, because you see Goku on his journey to becoming, like, a strong fighter and a strong man. And then, and Z... I like how the premise originally was supposed to have like Gohan be the lead in it, but then people got.
What was like after the Cell Saga?
Yeah, it's like Cell Saga is like Gohan's going to be the main character afterwards, but they weren't keen to the idea of it.
Yeah. It's like, no, Goku!
You know, like the Android series had like so much editing because like originally he wanted Android 19 and Dr. Jordan to be the main villains, and then the editor's like, no, we don't like that. So they came out 17, 18, like, we don't like that. So he brought Cell, and he's all, like it, but I don't like the way he looks. So he had to do the different revision.
I love it, though. It works. It works.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolute classics for a reason.
The one thing I do like, though, is how the art style of Dragon Ball, and then how that was like Toriyama's art style before he changed to what Dragon Ball Z was, and that one was well known now.
Yeah.
Especially if you play the Dragon Quest games, because you can clearly see it had Toriyama's heavy influence on it.
Definitely.
And when I was introduced, I watched Dragon Ball and I loved it, and then for whatever reason, I just didn't know Z existed for a long time. But then, like, I think like they switched the schedule, and Toonami was like, Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z. I'm like, what the hell is that? So I like watched Dragon Ball, and then it was Z, and it was like Gohan's first day of high school. So I was like so lost. I was like, wait a minute.
What happened?
What happened?
Well, no. Yeah, that's... Oh, funny story. The only reason I knew GT was existed is because one day we went to Mexico. Like, it was like a yearly thing just for us to see my grandma from my dad's side. And I didn't know GT existed until I popped up on the TV in Mexico. I'm like, what's going on here? And it's
oh, yes, it's very popular in Mexico.
And then you see Goku. You see Goku, Pan, and I think it was Trunks fighting these two dragons who had the Dragon Balls in them.
Like, what?
I don't know what their names were, but one was gold and one was silver.
Okay.
But yes.
Next, Ramiro.
Wait, did that technically count?
That was not two.
Okay, do your next card.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Okay, if you want to wait, Ramiro. All
right. You want to go or do you want to care?
No, I'll say my last one because I think.
Oh, you're almost. That's your last one.
You got one.
Yeah.
If you got one more. Get it. Do the last one.
Okay, I'll do the last one just to get rid of it.
Are you stealing? I already know what it is.
Let's do that from here on out. Like when it gets to you, do everything you have left.
Yeah, that's what I was planning on doing. Anyway.
Finish it. He has one more, then let him do it.
Splurt it out.
I have five, man.
Oh my god.
What's it be?
I'll let him do his one.
No, Carlos, just do it.
I want to hear your finish.
Okay.
I want to see if it kills off mine, too.
It ain't going to kill off your list.
It might. Tell me.
I'm pretty sure your last one's going to kill off one on my list.
Kill.
Really?
Yes, Carlos.
We talked about it, Carlos.
Okay. Oh, crap. I forgot. Nobody talked about Violet, right?
See, that was on my list.
Violet Evergarden?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that on people's list?
No,
it's on mine. Not on
mine. Just Ramiro. Okay.
Yeah.
I really loved it, but the fact that I didn't get to see it with you guys, but I ended up watching it while I was working with my dad at a race, like a horse track race, and that was the worst idea ever.
You meant the anime.
No, the anime itself was good, but watching it at the horse tracks was the worst idea. Especially when you get to some of the Feely episodes and you start crying and you try to fight your tears back so nobody knows you're crying and everybody just thinks you're laughing like a madman. It was a wonderful time.
No, but
what an experience.
It's very nice. Yeah. It's beautiful in the way it looks and its story.
I mean, I like the story, you know, like she's just trying to end up having like a normal life after the military
post-war
and
the post-war denial.
I'll say one, the only thing that concerns me about it, and it won't be too spoilery, is that I don't want her to be reunited with who she wants to find.
Yeah,
I feel like that would
close the door on that,
kind of stunt her growth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would rather that not happen.
Did you watch the movie yet?
No, I haven't. I've been meaning to.
Is it canon or is it just like...
I don't know.
Come to find.
No, I watched it. No, I liked it, but there was like it was kind of like there's parts in that movie like it was all could have gone a different way, but I was like, it wasn't what I was looking for, but it was still good. It was a good movie and an okay ending. But what I like about it, you know, is like she tries to find herself, you know, like throughout the series and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like the one that got me the most was like episode 10, I think. Whenever she went to that little kid and the little kid's like, "You're a doll."
Oh, you're a human?
You're a living doll or something like that. Yeah, and she wants to play with her mom, but like her mom's like, "I gotta write these important letters." You know which one I'm talking about?
Yes. Episode 10.
I think so.
And then the one where she goes to the front lines too. See that part made me sad too. It was those two episodes. Like,
if you want me to tell you which ones made me sad,
but
it was the one with the playwright. The play artist or the writer.
Yeah.
And then the one with the little girl, that one literally pushed me to the edge, right? That's where the tears hit.
No,
at the horse track.
Yeah.
No, funny story.
No horses were harmed in the making of that.
Like me, Matt, Tanner, and Brandon were watching it, and like we're watching the one with the guy at the front lines that wanted to write the letter to his, was it girlfriend or wife?
His
oh god.
Fiance.
And like sad. We wanted it sad, but
wasn't that joke?
But I kept making jokes. Whoever is like, Zod, did you do one more thing?
Okay, Ramiro, rapid fire because
shoot 'em. All right.
We're a bit short on time.
All right. Well, this is a controversial anime. It was banned in Australia.
Oh god,
no game, no life. You know, I thought it was good. You know.
Oh, that's the anime.
Yeah,
I thought that was a saying.
No, but like they have the whole. Isn't the light novel like a big deal in Australia right now?
They're starting to crack down on them.
Yep. Yeah. But no, like I could see why people want a second season. You know, it's like it's really like I liked it a lot. You know, it's like, but it's the Madhouse curse. They never finished. The only anime they ever finished was Parasite.
Yeah.
But
I didn't realize that was a thing.
Does anybody else have anything to comment on No Game No Life?
No, I mean, no one's seen it, but I really liked it. You know, it's like
I need to give it a try.
Yeah.
Okay, rapid fire.
Okay, next one.
All right, then the next one was the Planet.
Clown Annie.
It's another one I haven't seen yet.
That's the first anime I ever balls out of crying. You know? It's really.
It's another one of those where it was spoiled for me, so I feel my motivation.
What Clown Annie? Clown Annie After Story. Like
that's two.
No, they considered.
No, you.
Okay, balls to the wall emotion.
Well, like I'm gonna just say like it's really good. You know, like if it's like a slight like a good slice of life anime, you know, it's like. There's some supernatural stuff in there too, and stuff.
They got
like
them that. Big eyes.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, like some people don't like that, but I'm just like, I don't care.
That was just the art style. It's so 07.
Yeah. Yeah, and then like,
it's fair.
And then like one, this other one's called a, well, it, like when I look at it, it says Real Girl, but like the beginning, it's like 3D Real Girl. It's pretty much about this guy who's like a nerd and stuff like that.
And Utaku, who's obsessed with 2D girls.
He's not obsessed with titty girls. He's
not just, titty 2D.
No, like okay, like he.
A 2, and then the letter D.
Let me talk about it, alright, man? Shoot. But anyway, he's like an otaku and stuff, and he has a best friend who wears cat ears all the time. Uh-huh. He's like, I'm a reject, I don't care. But then, like, one day he came late to school with this other girl. He thought he was a delinquent and everything, and then both had to end up cleaning the pool. And he's all like, He's like, why are you even talking to me? Like, I'm a loser and everything. He's all like,
but you cleaned the pool.
No, but then like she's all like, why don't you just leave? You just leave, you know? And he's all, well, and he's like, what happens if I want to go out with you? And they start dating and stuff. And like, it actually becomes a real connection.
Dang. And, like, what game is
there's,
that?
Like, two se- there's two seasons. And like, it's really good. Like, actually, it shows, like, it goes, like,
and it's called 3D Girl?
Yeah, it says Real Girl on the...
Real Girl? Yeah. I'm just trying to...
When did it come out? Is it more modern?
It's more modern. Okay. Like there's stuff I want to say, but I can't say
y'all's
it.
Y'all's fight, okay. like last. Smothered.
All right. The last one's Bleach.
I don't think Brandon watched Bleach.
I did.
A little bit. I think everybody in here...
See, he didn't care for it because he wasn't hyped.
But like Bleach, you know, like everyone talks about...
Let's talk about the fillers.
No.
Gotta love them bounce.
The bounce arc was awesome.
I like the Zanpakuto filler better, man.
I'm Gene Katia. Here's my win.
But no, what's funny... What I found funny, though, is like some of the filler actually make it to the main story, like in some canon episode. Yeah,
well, that's...
I know why they tried to do it. I know why.
Because they tried to interlock it, and they hurt themselves, really, by doing that.
Yeah, because like... Yep. Cause like I was showing my brother watching when Ichigo was doing his holo training and stuff, and the main villain in the bounce arc shows up, and he's like, see this guy's not even the canon manga, he's just there, but Bleach
will always have a place in my heart because that was my gateway.
Well, you see, that was my first anime too. Like, yeah, I watched Naruto as a kid and stuff, but like I didn't really get into anime until like Bleach came in my life. Like, I remember like I showed the first episode on Toonami, and every week. Watch it, and like for a joke, me and him were watching, saying "Shaka Ho," and we thought it said "Shaka Ho."
Let's kill the hole.
No, but like you know, like for the longest time, I didn't really want to rewatch it because like everyone's there's no character development or anything. But like I was going back, I was like, there is. It's just
yes, there is.
Just people rag on it because it was the worst of the big three, you know? Because it got canceled, never finished the anime.
That's sad. How
Ichigo is. Like, again, back like to the type saying, of protagonist. Yeah. He knows the type of protagonist. Things happen to him, and he has to react.
Yeah,
it's always a bit more interesting when the protagonist has a goal and they go for it.
Yeah.
Luffy and Naruto have goals. Ichigo just wants to protect his family and friends, and the danger comes, so he has to react.
Yeah. Well,
so that's why it feels like his growth is emotionally is stunted.
Okay. Well, yeah, but I think, like, you know,
so
he kind of
grows.
So what
would you say if his goal is to become the Soul King?
He ain't no Aizen, man.
Okay.
That's just a weird thing.
Brandon.
Is your list done? Whose list are done? Both of y'all are done?
Yeah, they're done.
All three of y'all?
No, I got two.
Okay. We gotta go.
So I have...
Faster!
Slice of Life. One is called Say I Love You. Ooh. I just thought it was very unique and a lot of Slice of Life. And I just thought like the connection was really cute between the main two characters. Another Slice of Life is My Teenage Romantic... comedy snafu, which you can go in more because, like, I know you're the one who got me into it, so I'll let you talk more about that.
We haven't seen the other season.
But one I found on Adult Swim when I was growing up, like around the Death Note era, was Witch Hunter Robin. I just loved how dark the art style was, and like the concept. The main character was very interesting. They have like craft abilities that are magic, and the main character has a main character Robin. She can like make fire, so she's like really cool.
She can just manifest it, kind of.
Yeah, it's like witchcraft. And then one, I don't remember how I found out about it, but it was like kind of an older anime called D and Angel. And that one was
that's
kind
been
of,
your thing for a long time. Yeah, too. That kind was of like Death Note.
Yeah, that was like one of my first. I don't know how or where I saw it, if it was on TV or
maybe
whatever.
YouTube, maybe.
Maybe, but
I remember
yeah.
It's like one of those that was like when AMVs first started. That was like one of the ones everyone loved using.
Yeah.
It's, Linkin Park.
I really liked the like concept. Main character has this power when he becomes like what 13 or 14. He turns into an angel who has his own personality, and his angel personality likes his love interest, and he likes that love interest, but she doesn't like him, but she likes his angel. And yeah, it's very interesting, like how. Oof. But it's also like the angel's a phantom thief, so he steals artwork and stuff, and it's I think it's really cool.
Oh, just one Persona up in here.
That's interesting.
Persona. But yeah, that's
any other thoughts all right. on your list?
Tanner, you finished?
Yeah, are you done now?
Well, I'll get to mine.
Yeah, okay. I was like, you can talk more about it.
Okay, well, I guess I'm surprised nobody
yeah,
liked this
one
but
left,
me.
Right?
Yeah, I like Kill la Kill.
Ah.
I've never seen it.
I liked it a lot.
What's Kill la Kill?
Don't you have
yes,
a fight stick?
I do. I am playing. I am joking with this man.
I really liked the... Just zaniness of it. It's really crazy. I overlooked that. I don't really care about that part. It's just kind of like they
he's
both.
Lying,
it's armor.
It.
It's freaking armor.
That protects your belly. That's showy.
But I do. I like the action. I like the zaniness. I like the jokes. And just overall craziness of the show. I like the seriousness of the like they can do serious and crazy at the same time. Similar to, I think it's the same studio did Gurren Lagann.
Yeah.
And Gurren Lagann is crazy
Trigger.
And serious also.
True.
But
Trigger
Lagann,
and
their
aliens.
I would say that was also a tie, like between Kill la Kill and Gurren Lagann. Like it's, I've got too many.
How about Kamina?
But I do have to tell the story about like at least the ending. And for those who actually know what the ending is, like on the very last episode, my friend walked in, like he came in, was able to get into my apartment. And he walked in on the very end of that, and I had to explain to him, like, I promise the rest of the show is not like this. This is not what you think it is. There is so much more to this show than what is happening right here in this situation.
It's just a bunch of people lying in a pile completely naked.
Yes.
After the orgy.
I have a Kill la Kill story, too.
Oh, go for it.
I was watching it, not when it exactly was coming out, but after it all came out, because sometimes I like to let an anime all come out, and then I watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sitting there watching it, and my sister came by, and she was like, oh, what are you watching? I was like, oh, okay, Kill la Kill, and, you know, typical Kill la Kill episode, Ryuko and Satsuki are yelling at each other. Yeah, and she says, oh, I bet they're sisters. And I was like, no way. And so she left, and then, you know, later on, I get to the part where it's not really much spoiler, because it's been out for a while, and everyone knows they are sisters. So, like,
true.
I went to my sister, and I was like...
How
you watch
you?
That? He's like, no. It's like, oh. She's like, I just guessed. It felt like they had that vibe. And I was like,
That reminds me of like my younger brother. Like, yeah.
Who's your younger brother?
Noel. Like, he was. He had a friend named Nick who was watching Naruto, and he was at the part where Obito kept one as Toby, and then like he talked about him, and Noel's all, oh, you mean Obito? Who? And then like he's all, oh no, yeah, Toby. I mean Toby. Yeah.
Oh, you haven't gotten to that part yet? You should read the manga. You'll get done quicker. No filler.
No filler.
I'm
no.
trying to watch the journey.
Okay.
Not read the journey.
But just to finish off with Kill la Kill, it was a really good show. I enjoyed it.
With scissor swords?
Yes, scissors.
And with the eyeball right here?
Yes.
See, I like how Ryan brought up Origami, but we never got a chance to talk about it.
Well
we're
like,
about to. This
yeah.
is
that shows how important
finale.
It is.
I'll bring it up.
Dead fish eyes.
So, to end with me, I'll do my honorable mention real quick. My other one, my honorable mentions was Evangelion, and my other one is Tonari no Sekikun, also known as My Neighbor Sekikun.
I knew it.
It's just this little comedy slice of life. The episodes are 12 minutes.
Is it the girl with like...
What are you doing?
Yes, he keeps doing crazy things.
Dude, I'm about halfway watching it, actually.
And it's just really funny and really cute. And it's like, I couldn't put it on the list with these other ones that are like Titanic in size and so scope, you know.
That's why you use a Jean-Mont.
Well, eventually
like
we might make it like a top 10 slice of life that we do, our favorite slice of life.
I see
that.
It as a comedy now.
But it's just, well, I mean... It's
well, nice. I haven't finished the series.
It's just a nice, if you want to just relax and watch anime, you can do it all in one sitting. Yeah. Kagari no Sekigun is nice.
It's a good one.
On to my main list, Origaru, otherwise known as my teen romantic comedy as long as I expected, otherwise known as my teen romantic comedy Snafu.
Yeah.
Also known as.
Also known as probably my favorite slice of life ever. And the protagonist, Hikigaya, is my spirit animal, one of my favorite anime characters of all time.
Dead fish eyes.
Pretty much he has a very cynical view on life, and he's a permanent loner. He's put in a position where he has to work with people, and he meets another girl who's a loner, but she's a different kind of loner. And then there's another, you insert the bubbly friend there, and it's, you know, hijinks ensues, but it has the guise of a harem. Like, if you just saw the characters and like the basics of it, you would think it's a harem, but it's really not. It's almost
not
like,
yet.
Not yet. It, almost, it kind of makes fun of and acknowledges harem situations, but it works in so many levels. I haven't seen the season 3 yet because I'm waiting for it all to come out to watch it with everyone.
We're waiting.
And I don't have enough time literally to say all the good things about it. Just if you haven't given it a shot, give it a shot.
It's a different slice of life.
It's a different slice of life. It has a lot more thought into it than other series.
It's more
and my last realistic. My last one for favorite anime of all time.
Here we go. I thought that was your last one.
No, so. I had one more.
Oh, what's better than that?
Well, they're not. Like I said, they're not.
Well, in your top 10, not your favorite.
In my top 10. Code Geass.
Yeah.
Am I really going to dig this out for money?
Of course I am.
Code Geass is another one of those where it's like Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. It's a complete series. It's 50 episodes. It has some length, but it's not. It never overstays its welcome. Lots of things happen. If you're into the political, you know, like people like to say, don't put politics in anime. It's like,
oh man,
it's been there for a long time.
That's as political as you can get.
It's big. It's almost Shakespearean in how.
Yes.
It's a big thing. It's like, again, I can't go on and on about it, but it's like, ignore the movies because they literally just dug into Sunrise's grave, Code Geass's grave for the money. Just watch the series. It's 2 seasons, 25 episodes each. Like, it's another one of those where it's just absolute standard. Like, if you're into anime, I can't imagine you not at least giving it a try. It has a bit of everything. It has battle. It has war. It has high school slice of life.
Yeah.
It has a little bit of comedy. It has serious issues. It has questions of the humanity's existence.
Existentialism.
It's everything you can want.
I remember watching this in his dorm one day.
Yeah.
So, what's its opening ranked at for you?
Like its first opening?
Yeah.
Pretty high up there. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That is, I think everyone...
I think everybody got to the list.
I got one more honorable mention. Yakuza.
I got an honorable mention. Goblin Slayer.
Goblin Slayer is pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Don't let the first episode fool you.
Do not let that first episode fool you.
And it's not even that bad.
Okay. It's not.
Do that.
It's a very, like, I know this is an anime, but it's a very Game of Thrones situation. People judge the entire series based on the first episode, and that's, like, nothing how the show is like.
I mean, I feel like it's supposed to give you an idea how they really are, you know? It's like...
Yeah, if you're into, like, D&D or just dark fantasy in general, you're like Goblin Slayer, probably.
Yeah, definitely.
And Demon Slayer is the most overhyped anime of 2019 because of the animation. And I knew that because after reading the manga, I'm just like...
Overhyped? That thing, My Hero's overhyped.
Well, not as overhyped as Demon Slayer. Like, Demon Slayer is like only got its fix because of the animation.
It looks very pretty, and the manga is very rough at times.
Yeah,
that's what we need to do an episode of overhyped anime.
Toxic fan base number one.
Shut up! We're not going there.
I'm doing honorable mentions. I'm gonna just list off the rest of my top 20. So. I forgot that I watched Shiki, so 10.5.
Oh, that was going to be on the list.
Shiki, Ghost in the Shell, Standalone Complex was very good. Samurai Flamenco threw me for a loop. Darker Than Black, Holic, One Punch Man, Tiger and Bunny, Durarara, Space Dandy, Magi, Paranoia Agent, and then honorable mentions that aren't on that top 20.
What the heck? I thought you just...
School Days.
We gotta tell that story one day.
Shirobako
is definitely good.
Amagi Brilliant Park.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Ghost Hunt. And I think that's it. Everything else was like, because I was using my Anime Planet, and most of the stuff that I had just 4.5 I didn't put because it's like I've got 5-star stuff, so I might as well use the 5-star stuff. But I, like I said, Shiki was one of those things. It's like, oh dang, I enjoyed that experience. I, you know,
Shiki's really good.
It's so hard like, to place any of those.
Since we're getting closer to spooky months,
oh,
you know,
Shiki's like up very high up there in Halloween anime or that kind of aesthetic.
And watch Ghost Stories.
Ghost Story. Yeah.
No.
But did anyone have any like closing thoughts as we're about to wrap up here?
I think y'all are some very diverse people.
Yeah,
I'm so glad that y'all watch like different things.
I feel like I had the most like big time shonens on my list.
You had a lot of shows.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, but like I wanted to put High School DxD because I really like that anime. I know it's a lot of titties and stuff, but like the story.
Are you trying to trick me again?
No, but like no, literally,
the story, man. I swear to God.
No, I mean the story is really good. I promise.
I know. I trust.
Like my I made my friends, my other two friends, watch it, and they're like, "Dude, you're a pervert." And then they watched all four seasons. They're like, "The story's pretty good, man."
I'm a pervert too.
anything
honorable
else?
Mention.
Would you say Steins Gate a good Halloween one?
Because I hear Steins Gate.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it actually. Yeah. It's another one that's high on the list that I have to see.
Because like I just bought like I went to the game store yesterday. They have a visual novel for the Vita, and I bought it. Because like Brother Noel watched it, and he's all, "What should I do? Should I just play this and then watch the anime?" And he's all, "Yeah, just watch the visual novel and see if there's differences."
You said you had an honorable mention, Carlos.
Yeah, Afro Samurai.
Oh. That's interesting.
For Samuel L. Jackson. And I like that animation style.
You guys have any other?
Dorara, I really liked, but it really got too convoluted.
Too many
cooks. And like, as we like to say,
it got too
many cooks in the kitchen. And I don't mind that it's a big cast with the interlocking stories. But I feel, especially towards the end, instead of just progressing with what they had, they threw more people in there, and it's like you're throwing too many vegetables
in
the stew.
But I kind of like the stew, though.
No, it's really good.
Not off the top of my head that I can think of right now.
I got one for you.
Shame.
Made you feel good.
There's one you should watch. Hey, Brandy, I got a recommendation for you. You should watch Love and Chunibyo and Delusions, man.
Okay,
that's a good because the premise is like this guy wants to, he was like pretty much a full on otaku and like dress and like act like he's a different year old, but like he's starting high school and he's trying to like hide all that stuff because he wants to be a new person,
right?
But then he meets a girl that's still into it and like figures out his ex persona and he's like, dang it.
what a way to end.
But I think that's
pretty good.
That's where we're at right now.
All of our personalities.
We're the Shower Productions. We're gonna continue to do this podcast and see how it goes.
Hope you enjoy it.
When they have in-person cons again, we're gonna do panels and hopefully go out of our state for a couple eventually.
It's possible we might do virtual panels too.
But maybe.
I don't know.
But
man,
for now, we're just gonna do this.
Trying to go on and, you know, take care of yourselves out there and all that.
Yeah, stay safe.
And whoever you like the least, we'll sacrifice.
How about we do a Twitter poll? You know, because those things are accurate.
We're gonna do a Twitter poll. Whoever you like the least is gonna be out of the next podcast.
No, come on,
that's not fair.
So what about the guy who's doing the technical thing? If he's the least
he can one? Come, but he can't talk.
Yeah, well, I cover his mouth.
Sad day.
I think we'll leave you with that for now. I'm Matt.
And do you want to do social
media
plugs?
Yeah. Just tried to do a closing. I'm
not
Tanner.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I am Matt, and that is Tanner.
I am Tanner.
This is Matt. This is Tanner. This is Brandon. This is C-Lord.
They can't see you.
Ramiro.
Brandon.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Say your own name.
Okay, I'll say it. This is what I tell people. I say my name's Ramiro, but people can call me Ram. And I also drive a Dodge Ram.
Oh, it's Ram Rio.
Ram Rio.
Oh, be quiet.
As given by Christina.
Christina Belli misspelled my name.
Carlos. You're here. I'm dead.
And then,
okay. I think we can cut it off there.
Yeah.
So bye. Thanks for listening.
Farewell.
Goodbye, everybody.